What I can say to you is that there are still issues which we are addressing. I have not bothered to count to say they are 30. Some people say because there is no full stop, and they say, no, put a full stop here. And someone says, no, don't put a full stop here. Some people think it's an issue. I don't think it is an issue. So if someone takes that as an issue, then certainly he's bound to have 100 issues remaining. And if someone looks at it differently, like I do, you certainly will not have 100 issues remaining. So, yes, there are issues which are outstanding, but I don't want to mark what is the Newsday and what is the Herald.
But what's the correct position here? How many issues are still outstanding?
If you have been following our constitution-making process, you would have noted that prior to the 18th July Copac draft, there were certain issues which engaged us. And those are the very same issues which are before us. You know, the issues of devolution, the issues of whether should have a standalone NPA, the issues of the presidential powers, Truth and Reconciliation Commission. You know, those very same issues which engage us are those issues which are still outstanding.
ZANU-PF stated that if there is no draft by Christmas time, then President Mugabe would proclaim the dates for elections using the Lancaster House Constitution. Can we see this happening considering the dragging in the new constitution-making process?
Any political party in this inclusive government can say anything. What we need to do is to distinguish between a political statement, appreciating where that political statement is being made, and the legal position.